אף השניים, מתאים מן הגימו, ביניים אפילו הימיה, תמלומר עדים. Okay, so we have numerous drushes in the Mishnah regarding the Lashon HaPasuk of Alpi Shnayim Eidim or Shlosha Eidim. What does the Torah have to tell me? Shlosha Eidim, it's sufficient to have two Eidim. The first of these drushes, the Tanakama's drusha, is to tell me that just as we know that Shlosha can be Mazim Shnayim, so we know that Shnayim can be Mazim Shlosha, even though the Pekat that they're Mazim has more Eidim in it, but the Koach extends even to a Kat that's more numerous than them. But then the Mishnah continues, that teaches me, that's what the Hekesh teaches me. How do I know, Afilu Meya, how do I know if the Kat that they're being Mazim, the first Kat, has 100, that the Halacha is the same? In other words, Trei Kameya, that two Eidim can be Mazim 100, that's from the word Eidim. Fektos vos tema ema the edim asa afilu la'arba. In other words, first we learn out from the Hekesh afilu shlosha. Now one extended beyond shlosha. What do? I jump to meya. How do I know meya from the word edim, meaning even 100? So Tosus is asking, how do I know to go as far as 100? So far I know shlosha, that's the Hekesh. Shlosha l'shnayim, shnayim l'shlosha, whatever the girsa will be, the girsa of the Mishnah, the Hekesh of the Mishnah is telling me is shlosha or mazim, shnayim or mazim shlosha. Now I want to go beyond that. So now I have another libur in the pasuk with the word edim. So maybe I can only go as far as arba. Tafasta mruba go tafasta. How do I know beyond arba? I now have a new ribui, new drashas. That's Tosu's question. Now the shaila is what to do with the next few words of Tosus. The nimsa echad karav al pasul. Five more words that don't seem to flow. So, what the Maram initially does is takes them out. So if we take them out, we would continue reading the question as follows: Tema ema de edim asa fila arba yoser min hagimu de sivi bikra. So it reads now very nicely. In other words, the kasha is on the drasha that shnayim are mazim meya. How do I get that from the word edim? Maybe all I can get from the word edim is one more than what we just said. One more than three. Yosem na gimel d'chsib. The pasuk tells me gimel. That's what the Hekesh is doing. Shnayim edim or shlosha edim. Now edim is coming one more. Tell me four. Avot tfei mi'arba. That would be the way to read the Tosus without those extra words. And then the Teretz would be directly on that kasha, via Shlomar. So what's Tosus' answer? Kevon shekar achas mazemes shtei kitos hua d'meya. In other words, there's no svaro l'chalek. Once I know Arba, then I know Meya too. Is what is the Meila that Arba has over Gimel? Of a shlosha, then now I have the power inherent in Arba, the power of shtei kitos. So now I would say maybe shtayim can be mazim gimel, even though it's more than them, but it's one more than them. Once I get to Arba, so why would I think that's different? Because it's now the power of shtei kitos edim before. So that's what edim is telling me. But once edim tells me four, I know already the same thing. It could be 50 kitos. It's already more than one kat. A koach that's more than one kat. This is the way to read the Tosfos if you didn't add those five words. According to what the Maram then suggests, maybe we could read those five words in. And what would that mean? The Tosfos would actually be asking the kasha, not just on the first drasha of the Mishnah, the drasha of Shnayim, Mazim, and Gimel, Minayin, Aftilu, Meir, Tamalomar, Edim, the Tosus would want to be inserting that same type of kasha on a later drasha of the Mishnah, the last drasha mentioned from the Hekesh. The drasha of Nimsa Karvel Pasul, Edusim B'Tela, that we also learned that out of the Hekesh of Mashnayim, Afshlosha, just like Mashnayim, if you have one that's Karvel Pasul, you don't have enough to be testifying, there's no koach of edim if it's only one aid. So too shlosha, that if one of the karvel pasul, you cannot use the remaining edim, edusam b'teila. Uminayin afilu meya. So Tamaloma Eidim, and then Hilchus would be asking, but how do I know the jump to Meya? Maybe all that Eidim will teach me is Avra. The Tosus would be inserting the Kasha on that case as well, and that drush as well. That's what the Maharam wants to do if you preserve the Girsa. What's strange though is the Tosus didn't directly respond to that Kasha, because all Tosus words are directing themselves to in the Teretz, the Yeshua Omar, came a shekat achas nazemet shtei kitos wedin meya. The kasha was also on the Nimsa Karmel Pasul, Tosus should have then, his words should have addressed that kasha as well, and said that what? Would have to say that since you can see that the halacha of Karmel Pasul applies when you have shtei kitos by Arba, so to meya. Yes, so Mustama the Maram will mean, so Yilchanami, Tosus asked the kasha from both. And Tosus gives the teretz with regard to the first Rasha, and Huadin, fill it in for yourself. The same teretz would be on the other part of the Kasha as well. The same basic teretz. Tosus didn't speak it out because it's self-understood. O Kusha Bifnei Atzva, Animza Karvo Pasu, and then the teretz would be on both. Lumaisa, there's maybe a svara to say that Dafka, the Girsa, should not be with those five words. Like, you see that Tosus teretz didn't specifically address those, the case of Karvo Pasul. Because if you think about it, there's another drush in the Mishnah that you could have also perhaps suggested this question for. It was according to the Girsa that does have these words, it comes that Tosus was asking on the first drush of the Mishnah of Shnayim Azimim Shlosha, Shnayim Azimim Arba, Shnayim Azimim Meya, and he would also be asking on Karvo Pasul. What about what's before that in the Mishnah? The drush of Reb Shimon, that there's halacha of ad she'azumu kulan. What does that mean? That just like we know that you need to be mazim both of the two eidim, so minayin afilu shlosha, that's the drush of lehakish shlosha l'shnayim, af shlosha enin heragim ad she'shlosh nezomin, and on this the Mishnah continues, minayin afilu meya tamalama eidim. So let's present the same kasha. How do you know to go to 100? Maybe the halacha would only be as far as Arba, that if you have four Eidim in the Kat, you have to be Mazim all four. That's what Eidim is coming to be Marba. But how do I know 100? Maybe by 100 it's insufficient to be Mazim four out of the 100. How do I know if to be Mazim all 100? It comes out, even if the Girsa was on Karvo Pasul, but what did Tosus skip over? He skipped over the Kasha on that drush. Wait, Moshe, I hear the excitement in your being. What does this indicate? Maybe what's what to think about here. Maybe Dafka, if we took out the words, like the Maram's initial instinct, we might suggest as follows. That the Kasha of Tosus was only on the first drasha of the Mishnah. Only on the drasha of Af Hashnai Mazim and Shlosha and Afil Meya. And Tosus says, how do I know to go to Meya? Maybe only Avla. Tosus gives the Teretz what he gave. But when it comes to the other drushas of the Mishnah, whether regarding the drusha of Nimsa Karvo Pasul, whether regarding the drusha of Af Ashi Yezumu Kulan, that just like by Shnayim, if the Mazim both of those eight, and so to Yefti Mazim all three, and so to all four, or Meya, their Tosus understood without any need to discuss it that the drusha of Eidim is already going to give me Meya. But it's a different issue when we're discussing the later drushas, the drush of Achi Yezumu Kulan and the drush of Nizu Karvo Pasul versus the first drush of the Mishnah, which is the Alach of Shnayim Mazimin, how many? In what sense? The drush of, the drush of Karvo Pasul, what is that halacha saying? That they consider to be one integrated kat, one integrated unit. The three, right, or just like by two, if you lose one, it's Karvo Pasul, so you have nothing. So now we're telling me, however, one stems from the dynamics of this, and then maybe a Chakira, but basically the point is that when you have Shlosha, so the Chidush HaTorah is, the Hekesh is teaching me, that they're considered to be interlocked, they're all integrated, they're all one, and therefore one is Karvo Pasul, you reject the entire Kat. Again, however, the Lumbus is going to be explained, but that's the halach. No, I know three. Now, Let's ask a question. What about four? So why would four be different than three? You could say it follows, because when you have three, then the third one doesn't have inherently any ability to act independently of the two. He's only one aid. So now the Torah says, so when he comes with the two, so it's all an integrated cot of three. But what's that have four? So four already, there's two additional aids. And two represents its own potential to be a cot aid. So now, maybe, when it comes to four, I would have that lachal nifra karbo puzzle. Because now I can say that the two represent a separate cot from the original two. So I can say it's not four, it's not an entity, a unit of four, it's two and two. So who says if one of them is a karbo puzzle, that I have to spoil the rest of the remaining three? I can say two are distinct from the other two. Because I have a koach of a separate cot eden here. So now, there's a reason to think four is different. So now if I have a drasha of Eidim, and I know that even by four, it's considered to be one integrated cut to the halacha of karvel, pasul, dus, and betela, of course, I feel umeya. There's nothing to discuss. The issue why four might be different is specifically because the halacha of karvel, pasul is defined as making everything into one unit. So if I have a koach of something which is its own, could be its own unit, so maybe that halacha would not apply to consider four to be one unit. Maybe it's two and two. Elamai, I have a drasha of Eidim, so I know 100 as well. Similarly, in terms of the halacha of Atshiyus u'Mukulan, what is the halacha of Atshiyus u'Mukulan? It tells me that you have to be mazim every one of the Eidim of this kat. Why? Because it's all one unit of a kat Eidim. So you can't just be mazim some of the kat Eidim, you have to be mazim everybody. It's one unit. So when I know three, so I can say, I can understand the Torah would be telling me that the third aid is integrated within that same kat, he's part of the kat of Gimel. But let's say I have four. So four, maybe there, you don't have to be mazim all four, because now I can envision the additional two as a separate cot, and therefore it's not one integrated cot. Kamash Malad Eidin, that it's always going to be Atshi Yisumukun, even by four. If I know that, I know 100. So there's no need to speak out anything. So Tosis would not have asked the Kasha by any other of the cases. Where did Tosis ask the Kasha? Only by the first one. Why? The first halacha is not per se about, the second, is not per se about that it's one cot. It's halacha of a koach of Eidim against how much of, does the koach of Eidim extend against something that maybe is bigger than them. Maybe the koach of Eidim doesn't go if it's a cat that's more than them, if it's three. So that's the Hekish. Hekish says that Shnai Mamazim Gimel. Now, we have another Rebu in the Pasuk of Eidim. So what are we using it for? To tell me 100. Constosis with Akash. Wait a second. Why do you know 100? Maybe the koach of Shnayim is to be mazim, shlosha, that I know, and maybe now I'm adding arba. They have a koach against four. It's another, added a number. But let's say I go beyond four. How do I know we get to 100? Dear, I have what to talk about. I have a kasha, I have a teretz. What's the teretz? Yeah, but even within that, lo mistaver to be machalik, so what's the mila of four more than three? It's because there's a koach of shtei kitos here. So it gives it more of a force that maybe shtayim kamimazim an edus that has in it the koach of shtei kitos. And you see, they could be mazim a unit of four which has a koach shtei kitos. No, so let it be a unit of 50 kitos. It's a question of degree of a koach. Once I get to the point that I can see that they have a koach to be mazim an edus that has an eshtekite edin potential, so I could say 50 as well. But there's what to ask and what to answer. Masha enke when it comes to karvel pasul, masha enke when it comes to the drasha, ashizimukulan, Tosas never asked the kasha. Because there the whole issue to begin with is about defining them as one integrated unit, which is why you need to mazm everybody, which is why you say karvel pasul dusim betela. And the reason why four might be different is because I have here what to separate from the unit. And if I say it over there, then I know 100 as well. So So that would be if I were to like the Maharam originally does, he takes out the five words, and again, you see Tosus never addressed it in a Teretz, that's because Tosus never had the kasha to begin with. That would be a machshava maybe that would make sense if you, again, if you deleted those words in the Tosus. Moshe first, and then the Moshe's Chavrusa. Yeah?
You're answering
the question. I answered your question. Okay, Baruch Hashem.
It could be that the rabbi already just explained us by saying that there's an extra koach when you have four or more as opposed to three. But what happens if you have an odd number of Aden, let's say you have 97 Aden, there you wouldn't be able to split that extra one into an
Aden. You could have a cut of three too. It doesn't mean anything. You could still, yeah, I mean, it's still, the point is I have what to spin off from the original two. You know, yeah. Yeah, so this is, I think, maybe a way to go. The Ritva, it's interesting. Ritva also is bothered by the Kash, but he has different Diburin. His language is slightly different than Tosus. Have to know what to make of the Ritva. It doesn't sound like he's saying exactly what Tosus is saying. Just to take note of it, when he raises the same question, Minayin afilu meya, tamwa me'edim, no, the afagav the edim will mashma elatrei. Meaning, so now how do I know 100 maybe means 2 and 2, maybe another 2, and those 4. Komako. Kema de apikte mitlasa de arba. I would maybe think it meant mitlasa le arba. I'm not sure if anyone's magia this. I didn't see that go anywhere, but I don't know how to read it otherwise. Kema de apikte mitlasa de arba. It means mitlasa de arba. Kim lan de loshani lan ben arba lemeya. Once I took it out of three to take it to four, that's why with the le'arba, then already we can already know the lo shani lan ben arba le'mea da ika das tuva deos tuva. Sounds like that what Ritva is saying is that there's a mile of 100 over four because I already know I have deos tuva. I have a lot of deos means like individual perspectives. You might use that lashon sometimes when you're talking about Tzulei Edus, that technically the Koach of Edus is not there, but you have individual opinions and different ways of thinking of things that also counts for something. It's a different deos, a different number of people who have thoughts about it. I mean, Lamaisa 3 is also deos. So what does he mean that you need a Ribui for 4? What does the Ritva mean? He says, oh, if I have 4, then I have deos too, but I don't need to have me a new Ribui for 100. No, so what do you need a Ribui for 4? I have already 3.
Yeah, the four is two separate.
He doesn't say anything about two ketos. He doesn't say that. I would say ribui deos. In other words, three is just one more than before. To create deos tuva means two more than before. Okay, but once they have two more than before, then already 400, it's all the same. Okay, but it's a different formulation than Tosus, obviously. It doesn't say anything about shtei ketos and so on. All right, let's go on to the next Hemshech HaMishnah and the Tosus on the top of Vav Amud Aleph. So we have this drasha, again, a sugya in Shas, a big sugya. We have a lot to discuss in this sugya. The klal of nimtza karvo pasul edushan b'teila. This is a drasha that we get from the lashna pasuk of the hekish of shlosha l'shnayim. And we get afilu meya from the word edim, that if you have one of the kat that turns out to be disqualified, then edushan b'teila. But on this halacha, the Mishnah presents the machlokes Rav Yossi and Rebbe. Now, as we noted, Rishonim pointed out in Mashmos HaGemara Sanhedrin, this drasha is Rabbi Akiva's drasha. Rabbi Akiva, who took issue with Rav Shimon's drasha, however, you explain what his machlokes was. We spent time yesterday on that. Rabbi Akiva presents his understanding of the Hekish, and after mentioning that there's a parada kasuv to tell me that the onesh of Kasha Zamam extends to Nitfal of Yavera. He continues with what he does with the Hekish, and he learns out the din of Karvo Pasul Edusin Detela. But here we have Machokes within this drush. Reb Yossi comments that this halacha is limited to Dina Nefashis. That if you have a kat of many Edim with one being Karvo Pasul, then you cannot accept this Edus at all, even though you have remaining Edim that are Ksherim. But there's halacha as we learn out of this Hekish. However, when it comes to Dini Maminis, Rav Yossi says the halacha is not true. You can use whatever you have left, and there's no psul in the entire Edus. That's one machlokes That's one comment of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi holds Echad Mazir Nefashos. The halacha applies everywhere. So that's one machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. Whether the halacha applies also by dinei mamonos. And then the Mishnah has a second machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. Each of these things have to be analyzed in their own right. What did Rabbi say further? The Emesai is a continuation of Rabbi, as Rashi explains. That Rabbi says that even within din nefashis, where we both agree that there is halacha of karva pasu disim b'teila, but I'm limiting that halacha in scope only bisman shehisru behen, if there was a hasra, which is an indication that the person wanted to be made. He doesn't have to himself give asra. Asra can come from others, but certainly if you gave asra, that itself is an indication. If you didn't give asra, there have to be some other indication that you were niskaving lahayit. However, says Rabbi, if you didn't have hakavana lahayit, meaning shelo hisru behen, then the whole halacha doesn't apply. Because if you were to say that the halacha applies just by witnessing something, automatically the halacha is edusan v'teila, mayasu shnei achin, shiro bechal shorges ha-nefesh. Yeah, and that is Rebbe's point, but Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that. Rabbi Yossi would say, Rabbi Yossi holds that the halacha would apply even if there was no kavanah lahayit. Comes out that there's a double machokas, just to understand pshat, for the Hemshach HaGemara, there's a double machokas Rebbe Rabbi Yossi. In one nekuda, Rabbi is l'kula, Rabbi Yossi is l'chumra. In another respect, the other way around. Rabbi Yossi is l'kula, Rabbi l'chumra. In other words, Rabbi Yossi has a kula that he limits the entire halacha to what? To dinei. Din nefashis, not din mamonos. He has no problem at all by dinei mamonos. And Rabbi says, no, it's even by dinei mamonos. There's a dinei reducing b'teila. On the other hand, even by din nefashis, Rabbi has a kula that it's only true when hisru behen, which means it's having a hoyed, that's where there's a problem. If you do b'teilo, Rabbi Yossi would not be machal. That's what the Mishnah states. Within the first nekuda that differentiates...
How did you say that the first nekuda is a machlokas and who's malmeko and malmeko? Because it comes to dinei mamonos, whenever you...
You're quite right. It's a kula, meaning that we're not going to be so strict about possibly the edus. You're right, you don't know... You can't kula chumra by tovea v'nitva. It's not really exactly considered that. But I need to say that we're right. You're right. I should modify the way to phrase it. Okay. The point is that he is more liberal, more conservative. You could say, right, in terms of the halacha, and it's more spearing in terms of applying the halacha. Okay, let's say like that. Okay. So it comes out in one respect, Rabbi Yossi is more limiting in his halacha. Right, he's limiting it to dinei nefashos. And Rebbe is more expansive in his applying the halacha, even by mamonos. In the other respect, Rebbe is more limiting in the halacha, right, to limit it to hisru behen. Good. Both put. Okay, good. So we should just phrase it that way. Good. Sometimes you use kol hacham in that sense, but that it should be made clear. Okay. Lamaisa, let's go one by one. The issue that we're going to have now in our Tosfos is this Shita Rav Yossi, that the halacha of nimsa karbo paso is only by dinei nefashos and not by dinei mamonos. So Rashi says this also Sanhedrin Daf Tes when the Mishnah is quoted, that it's based on the fact that the pasuk says v'hitzilu ha'eda, which is a special, it's a pasuk in Parshas Maaseh by Rotseach, but it's a yesod. It's a halacha that the Gemara usually often will hearken to when he wants to talk about certain special ways that we bend over backwards not to have a person get killed. The Torah is indicating by saying the Torah is indicating that we have to try to find ways to be, here you can say the word mako, right, that a person should not get killed, a person should not be put to death. Dina Nefashos has built in certain kulas not to kill a person, and we try to be much more careful if we could to try to be, you know, to spoil what would otherwise be a way to kill a person. Mahadrin Aschusa, Lashon Rashi. Mahadrina means we have a bias. We try in some way to save a person's life. That's based on Vitzil Ha'eda. So Rashi plugs in that idea to Rabbi Yossi's Shita the Mishnah. So why did Rabbi Yossi say that the halacha of nimtza karvo pasul idusim b'teila is limited to din nefashos? Because of that principle of the tzilul ha'edim. Tosus now asks two questions on Rashi. Pirush hakuntris haktosus. Shindachsiv yitzilu ha'eda. Tosus now paraphrases what more barichas than Rashi. The mitzvah levatel ha'edus bekal kedei lahatzel ha'nefesh. Knows the din of yitzilu ha'eda gives us a mitzvah, an obligation to find ways to spoil the edus. Spoil the edus in any way that we could. As we want to find easier ways to make the edus invalid, if it's going to mean as a result that somebody will be saved from being killed. So therefore, Dini Mamnis doesn't have that halacha built into it. And therefore, the halacha of Nimsa Kavus Vitela will not apply by Mamnis. Well, we'll try to use that halacha and try to say it's limited to the context of the nefashos, which has in it, written over it, the notion of yitzilu ha'edim. This is Tosis' question. This is Rashi's understanding. Fektosis, two kashas. The kasha l'peirusho. Fektosis number one is shver on Rashi. The imkain, if it's based on on what Rashi says, the imkain dini mamenis nelef minayu. We should learn now Dini Mamnis from Dini Nefashos, Daksiv Mishpat Echad Yia Lachem. Now, to understand what Tosis is saying, we need to know the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, in the third parak, the very first Mishnah there, fourth parak, I should say, Daf Lamed Beis. The very opening words of the Mishnah in the fourth parak, Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis, starts off as follows. Echad Dini Mamnis. The echad dini nefashos bedrisha ubachakira. That the halacha midoraisa is that whether we're talking dini mamnis or dini nefashos, there is a halacha of being dorish v'choker the edim, drishas v'chakiros. Certain questions have to be asked of the edim by the beis din. Shenema, mishpat echad yelachem. What's the point of the Mishnah? Where does the Torah speak about Drisha V'Chakira? Where does the Torah mention it? Not by Dinei Mamnis. By all the references of Drisha V'Chakira, all by Dinei Nefashos cases. But the Rashta V'Chakarta V'Sha'alta Heitev, you have it by Yerani Dachas, you have it by Ovid Avodah Zarah, you have it by instances of its various places, and we put it all together to learn out how many you need, what the Drishas V'Chakiras are. That's the sugi over here. But it's always by Dinei Nefashos. But the Mishnah is telling us that the halacha is not just by Dinei Nefashos, but by Dinei Mamnis as well. Because of this pasuk, which is a pasuk in African Parshas Emor, the end of Parshas Emor, by the Parsha of the Megadev. So it happens to say over there the following words, Mishpat Echad Yelachem Kager, what it says in that pasuk. It's not like you would normally use that pasuk as the makor, but the Gemara uses that as the as a way of saying that there's one standard across the board for all different types of Dinei Torah. Here it's Chav Dalet Chav Beis Mishpat Echad Yelachem Kager Ko Ezrach Yeh Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The next to last pasuk in Parshas Emor. So these four words, Mishpat Echad Yelachem, is a halacha that if the Torah tells me something in one area of Dinei Torah, Ugabe protocol. So the protocol is one standard. So we say that Drisha V'Chakira, although it's mentioned by the Dinei Nefashos, it goes also to Dinei Mamnis. No. So happens, Midrabanan, they eliminate Drisha V'Chakira for various reasons. In the beginning of Sanhedrin, Dav Gimel, Shalot Tinodeles. So that's a separate cheshbon, Midrabanan, that they said you don't need Drisha V'Chakira, but Iker Hadin, that's the Mishnah statement. No. So Tosis is asking a Rashi, what's Rashi saying? That the halacha that we learn out from the Hekish of Shnayim to Shlosha to Shnayim to Shlosha of Nimsa Karvos is in the Tela, which is mentioned by the Dini Nefashos, and we should want to limit it there because of the Hitzilah Eda. What do you mean? We have halacha Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Now, if we stop right now, okay, so we don't know very much. The Masha already lets us in on a secret. The very same Mishnah goes on. After stating those first two lines, Echadini Mominis, Echadin Nefashis, Yusuf Hakira, Shanem Shrechem. Mishnah continues. Ma bein dini mos din nefashis. But there are differences. And Mishnah proceeds to mention a lot of things where there's a difference between one and the other. So, starts off the list. Dini mamnes b'shlosha, dini nefashis b'esem b'shlosha. Okay, well that pretty much we know because Pesukim Mefurashim, that we know we have drushes, how many do you need in a basin of mamnes, normally three, and we have drushes of eda. So, okay, that you can't really use mishpadecha to override, that's Mefurash. But there are other things. Dini mamnes poschen b'en b'shchusen l'chova, dini nefashis poschen l'shchusen poschen l'chova. When you begin a maso matan, how do you begin? Din the mamnes matin al piyachad ben l'chus ben l'chova. Din the nefashes matin al piyachad l'chus abishnayim l'chova. In other words, to condemn, you have to have a majority of two. Din the mamnes machzirin ben l'chus ben l'chova. You can reverse the bin in either direction. Din the mamnes din the nefashes machzirin l'chus imachzirin l'chova. You can't once it's the paskin, you can't redo it. Dini mamnes hakom ram b'schus v'chova, dini nefashis hakom ram b'schus enakom ram b'chova. Goes on, if someone already said one thing, if he's mulamit chova, by dini mamnes you can now, as part of the discussions, you can change and offer a tain in the other direction. However, dini nefashis ham mulamit chova mulamit schus, however mulamit schus enakom ram b'schus mulamit chova. Masha doesn't elaborate in terms of specific things mentioned in the Mishnah, but he points out seemingly as a quibble on Tosus Kasha and Rashi. Sas Kasha, the mitam v'itzilu, the sibdin nefashas, leslan l'melach dini mamnes minay lo hakel, the bekama dvarim hatuluyim v'hatzola, Mikilinan tfebedin nefashis bedin mamnes. Could be Easter rage parak achadin mamnes. He doesn't mention any specific thing in the Mishnah explicitly, but he says, you know, having said that there's a mishpat achad yilachem, we also know that based on the tzivu ha'eda, based on the idea that we want to be bending over backwards for din nefashis to try to spare a person's life, the mitam the tzivu, we find many halachas that are tluyim behatzala, that were mekel tefei b'din nefashis. Again, without mentioning names. What the Mashal could have also done is quoted that first Tosis over there in Daf Lamed Beis in Sanhedrin. And the words of the Tosis are as follows. And here we have to start thinking, so what was Tosis asking on Rashi? In other words, the very same Mishnah goes on to say there are things that are not going to be carried over. Tosis says, so you start off by saying that they're shavim, they have one standard. Drisha b'chakira goes across the board. Tosa says, "L'inyan mili de talu b'schus v'chova ein lahashvosam de lo shayach b'dini mamenes." What did Tosa say, and how does this help us to understand what Tosis here is asking on Rashi? The Mashal leaves it with Yesh Liyashik. So what's going on here? Tosis has a kasha on Rashi. Kasha number one on Rashi is that how could Rashi say the pshat is for Rav Yossi, the Tzilu Ha'eda, that's what is halacha, to say Dusim B'Teva only by the Nefashos, but we should say Mishpadach Ad Yelchem. Comes from Mashal, says, but the very same Mishnah that starts off with Rishab HaKira is halacha everywhere, goes on to tell me there are things that are specific to nefashis because of the tzilu ha'eda. That's why we bend over backwards. That's why hamalamed tzchus and yochel lachzav lamed chova, as we mentioned among the cases, things here, and other things like it, which clearly have to do with the fact that we want to try to find ways that the person should not get killed. Nope. And more than that, Tosis himself points it out. Even though by Dushak Akira it's all where was Tosis coming from and asking? Now the Mashah maybe has something in mind. The Yishli Ashe, when Yishli Ashe the Mashah means he had something in his head. What was the Mashah trying to say? So what's Tosis asking? So L'chara, there is a difference. There has to be a difference between some of these examples in the Mishnah, where they're uniquely suited to din nefashos, because as Tosa says, they are talud but talud b'schus v'chova, and therefore we don't use mishpat echad to carry it over. And the example here of nimsa kar v'asidus mitela, that for Tosis, that shouldn't be limited to din nefashos. That should be halacha. That should carry over. Heard that it's not so hard to see what the difference would be. Who can give me a clear cut hasber? Give me a difference between some of these examples that the Mishnah mentions, that we want to create protocols in the Dine Torah, Dine Nefashos, that would be more bending over to Schus, and we won't say, hey, Mishpat Echad. And for example, Drisha V'Chakira, where we do say Mishpat Echad, and for example, what Tosis wants to say Mishpat Echad for, which is the din of Nisa Karva Pasal. Chorot is a simple distinction. No? No?
In Sanhedrin, we're talking about the process through which the basic
say it louder, if anyone.
In Sanhedrin, we're talking about the process through which the Gemara din is done. And here we're talking about the Edom. We're not talking about the process. We're not talking about the Nidon directly.
Say it more sharply. No? Good. Again, good. Say it more.
This is after the Edom is already accepted. There's no more Jewish here.
Let's keep it simple. Let's keep Karo Pasulat. Let's talk about Yusuf HaKir itself. And I'll give you maybe a hint. I ask you the following. Drisha v'chakira makes it as a result of Drisha v'chakira, it's more likely that the Edus could be disqualified, no? By asking questions and getting them to stumble and contradict, yeah? Am I right? So, l'chaira, we could argue that the Tzilu Ha'eda should dictate that Drisha v'chakira, which is after all stated only by parishes of the Nefashos, should be limited to Nefashos because of the Tzilu Ha'eda. But no. That's where the Mishnah begins, with the statement that no, that b'deraisa it's clear, drish v'chakira applies to the mamas as well. We don't say b'tzila eda, it's only, even though l'chaira, drish v'chakira would give us more chances of spoiling the edus and therefore spearing the person. So there we don't say b'tzila eda limits it to the nefashos. And yet these other things in the Mishnah, there we say it's specific to the nefashos. Now Tosa says something in his own way. He says those things in the talu b'schus v'chov v'engla hashvosa. It could be what Tosa means is the lo shayach b'dinim mamnis. What Tosa's may mean is of a simple thing: what's schus and what's chova? Like Arya was telling before, by dinim mamnis, there's always going to be one person who's going to win or who's going to lose. But it's not like chumah v'kula. It's like one person's gain is another person's loss. So it's hard to even apply b'chlav. But I would say something else. I mean, could be as the Tosis means there. But there's another very basic difference between the cases in the Mishnah and where the very thing itself that's being described is the Vitzil Ha'eda. It's a direct manifestation of Vitzil Ha'eda. That which you can't change your mind, you can't be Magzir L'Chova once you pass through L'Schus, or that the person with Melamed Schus can't be Melamed Chova, or one... that is itself the Vitzila Eda. In other words, that is itself an expression of Mahavir Naschusa. If I were to apply that to Drisha V'Chakira, it would mean, well, if we have Drisha V'Chakira, then it could end up that the Eden will get contradicted, and then the person will be saved. But meanwhile, what we have here is a halacha, a protocol, called Drisha V'Chakira. It could end up being a benefit to the person. But it's not like the halacha itself is a manifestation in its own right by definition of the notion of Madrid Naschusa. It has in it the benefit that could come from it, that the person could, Zerat Kodisri. In a similar vein, and for that we say, no, but there's halacha. The Torah establishes a principle in Dine Torah of Drisha V'Chakira. It says Mishpat Echad that the halacha applies everywhere. What Tosis would therefore be asking on Rashi, in effect, is, so too over here, the rule of Nimsa Karvo Pasul is a rule that we can see in Edus, that if one of the Eidim is karvo pasul, then we have to reject the entire Eidus. That is a rule that we can understand as a protocol halacha in Eidus. Could it have ramifications by din nefashos to spare a person's life? Yes. But the halacha itself is an independent halacha that you don't see in that halacha itself defined as halacha that's coming to save a person's life. It's a halacha in Eidus, that if you have a group of Eidim and one is karvo pasul, it's a betela. So it's tosis for that. Mishpadacha should allow us to carry it over. So what the Mashaz Yeshayashiv, I think, would mean is perhaps that very point. In other words, of course we have halachas that are unique to din nefashos based on Bitsigo Eidim, but those halachos are halachos that the very halacha is itself, you can see written all over it, is what we're doing here is we're trying to prevent the person getting killed. That's what that halacha means. That's why you can't let a person be malamit chova if he's malamit chos, whatever. Mashiach didn't mention specific examples in Mishnah, but a lot of those examples, you can see that they are themselves, they are a fulfillment of Yitzilu Ha'edah. This is different. This is a halacha that the Eidus B'Teilah. That's the halacha. Eidus B'Teilah. Rashi is doing is he's taking that and he's plugging it in and associating it with Mitzvah Eidah. This is like, that's fair. Don't do that. The same way Drusha B'Chakira, one could argue, well, maybe it should only be by the Fasos because it's going to have the benefit of leaving a person, letting a person be off the hook if there'll be a contradiction. But that's just a Mitzvah Eidah. But that's not a reason to say the Torah only gave me this protocol, Drusha B'Chakira, only by the Fasos. L'chur, that's why Tosus had the Kasha and Rashi. Lamaisa, Rashi might disagree. No, Rashi will have to say that maybe we can understand that this halacha, the Torah wanted this halacha to be true only by nefashos. There's a chasam sofer in the tshuva that adds a twist maybe in Rashi, defense of Rashi, tshuva yud gimel and choshen mishpat. It's an interesting svara. He says, the emes is that there's a hekish, right? The hekish, Shlosh Ushnaim has a lot of things that could be derived from it. We had other things mentioned in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon said that the halacha shizumu kulan. Does Rav Shimon agree with Rabbi this Rasha Karo Paso? It's a shayla, but many Rishonim I think would say yes. But wait a second, maybe not. Maybe the Kekish only came for what Rav Shimon said it came for. We have a Akiva's drasha of Nidfal of Yaveru, which could be also the Hekish. Since a Chassam Sofer, Rashi means like this in Rav Yossi. Since the Hekish doesn't have to include necessarily the halacha of Nimsa Karvo Pasul, because it could be accommodated with all the other drashas, the previous things mentioned in the Mishnah. So maybe the Yitzilu Ha'edah is a svara that will be used almost as a mitzvah b'Torah, that we would say that mistama will only include this new element within the hekish to teach me karvo pasul and betela by nefashos, where we naturally have a bias to have the person not get killed. So when it comes to mamonis, the hekish won't go for this halacha. So it's like that's the some sort of svara here. Doesn't say if the Torah would have said the din directly, and would have been written by nefashos. So I don't know if Yitzilu Ha'edah would be enough to say what the halacha is only by nefashos. But given that it's not that the Torah directly told me the din of Yitzilu Ha'edah, the Torah told to me via a hekish of Shloshu L'Shnai, but the hekish has many other things that lie within it. The Hekish teaches me it's Yisum Ukulat. The Hekish teaches me Yisum Zrasos Dino Shoshkishi Kayotsebo, Nitfalo Biavera. But it also could include a Kula, you might say Kula to the Nidon, to the Ritzeach, whoever, that would be a Din of Nimsa Karo Dismitela. Could be that aspect, maybe we would say it only applies to the Nefashos. Because we want to be machnis and different element into the hekish, maybe it was only said by the fashas. But we won't make this din apply by mamonis, because we can use the hekish for other things. That's what he wants to say to Tochad Var. Tosis has a second kasha on Rashi. What's a second kasha? Va'od. The bedini mamin is nani ksiv al pishnayim, o al pishlosha edim, o al pishlosha. V'nakish gimel abeis. The words are a little bit not so precise. What does Tosis mean to ask him which pasuk? As we noted when we first read the Mishnah, there are two pasukim that have shnayim and shlosha in them. One is the pasuk that we have quoted by Yossi in the Mishnah, the gifts in front of us. Apishnayin edim, o shlosha edim, yumas hames. That's dinin nefashis for sure. What's the other pasuk further on in the parasha? Al pi what? Not shnayim. That's why I say it's the words are not precise. Al pi shnei edim, o shlosha. O al pi shlosha edim, yakum davar. Two different psukim. Again, the first pasuk, al pi shnayim edim o shlosha edim. Let's say al pi second time. That's another shinui. Al pi shnayim edim could be significant also for the hekish purposes. Maybe it doesn't say al pi a second time. Al pi shnayim edim o shlosha edim yumas hames. That's one pasuk. The other pasuk, al pi shnei edim o al pi shlosha edim yakum davar. Okay, so that's obviously the pasuk Tosis had in mind. But oh, the bedinim mamnes namik siv al pi should say al pi shnei edim. So you have to change it or understand it that way. Al pi shnei edim, o al pi shlosha, and so on. V'nakish gimel beis. In other words, the second pasuk in Shoftim, that pasuk of Yakum Davar, that's already not just about nefashos. That's Yakum Davar. That's Mominus too. That's how we have a miut that Lishvua, he is come Lishvua, right? Yakum Erachad Beish Chol Avon Chol Chatas Al Pishnei Edim. The end of the pasuk is Al Pishkol Yakum Davar. But that's why there's a miut in the pasuk that an Erachad could become Lishvua. That's by Mominus. So the Yakum Davar pasuk is certainly discussing Mominus as part of what it's discussing. No, so meanwhile we have the same drasha of a hekish that could be made by Mamanis. Oh, so that's the second kasha Tosis has on Rashi. Yeah, what do we do for this, for Rashi? How can we help Rashi out? Here too, the Chasam Sofer and that same Tshuva, Yud Gimel, Choshen Nishpat, as well as the Pnei Yeshua, they both bring the Ramban and Chumash. The Ramban brings on the earlier Pasuk, a Pshat, the Shem of Sadigon, which the Ramban disagrees with vehemently. What did Avsadi Gaon do with that same diuk ha-pasuk that the Mishnah is bothered by? Api shnayim edim o shlosha edim yumas hames, says the Avsadi Gaon. Shnayim edim, or api shlosha who are mekabel de edim, meaning the dayanim. Yumas hames, in other words, the hagadas edus, the din nefashos, need not be b'fnei b'ethim shawat, 23. It can be a Beis Din of Gimel. The Sak Din has to be rendered by a Beis Din of Chav Gimel. But the Kabbalah Sa'edin can be with Beis Din of Gimel. How does it read in the Pasuk? The Rabban Taka asks. It doesn't say Mekab Eidim, it says Eidim. No. We have to matrik the Pasuk somehow. Pishlosha Eidim means Mekab Eidim. Yeah. Or as I mentioned to one of the Talmidim in the Shir, I don't know if this is correct, but maybe it's still a Dochik, Mekabli, let's say Mekabli Eidim. Could be that Eidim means witnesses, so witnesses can be those who saw directly. Maybe if you hear an account from someone who saw it, so it's like you saw it via them. In other words, so they're Eidim because they were, by being Mekabli, the Eidus from the Eidim, it's like they were themselves there to have seen it. So maybe you can call them Eidim from the perspective of that they were Makabo the Eidim, so they are also Eidim secondhand. Usually for Haggadah's Eidus, you can't do that. It's for Eidim P.A. That wouldn't be good to bring Eidus to Beis Din through having heard someone else. But for the Dayanim themselves, by hearing the Eidus, that's like they were themselves witnesses. Maybe that's how we can fetch the Pasuk. I don't know. I'm not just my own idea. I don't know. Otherwise, you read it as Makabo. But that's what we're studying on Pshat. The Maisa, the Ramban, besides asking the words of the Pasuk don't say Mekabli Eidim, he asks another kasha that it's not true halacha. That by din in nefashos, the Ramban assumes machokis, therefore fundamental machokis. Can you have Kabbalah's Eidus of din nefashos if they based in Shoshulosha? Rabban says it can't be. Says the Chasam Sofer, says the Pnei Yeshua, that second problem with the Ramban, that the halacha, it's not correct, you can't have Kabbalah's Edus of Dibne Fashis Bifnei Gimel, that's only a problem in the first pasuk. So therefore that option is not available in that pasuk to learn Pshat like Rav Sadi goes. But maybe Rashi would be able to say that at least in the second pasuk, we don't have a right to learn out from this Alpi Shnei Edim or Alpi Shlosha Edim to learn out a Hekesh, a new halacha of Nimsakarvo Pasu, because we have another way to read the Pasuk. Rav Sadi go. Alpi Shnei Edim or Alpi Shlosha Edim, who is the Shlosha Edim? The Dayanim, who Mekabel Veid. That could be a solution maybe to Tosa's second Kash. That's what they want to say. The other thing to notice, I don't know if Rosh Hashanah or others maybe say, I don't know if it's perhaps less of a hekesh somewhat in the second pasuk, because as I noted before, it's not just the shnei and the shnayim that differentiates the pasuk, and what else is different? The first pasuk, al pi shnayim edim, o shlosha edim, you must understand. How many al pis do you have in the pasuk? Al pi shnayim edim o shlosha edim, you must amaze. The second pasuk, what does it say? Al pi shnei edim o al pi shlosha edim yokum dava. How many al pis? Which is a stronger hekesh? What? Which is a stronger hekesh shlosha shnayim? When I have a separate al pi by the shlosha, or I have one al pi on both?
One.
Of course. So, in a certain sense, the hekesh might be more striking and more strong when I say Alpi and then say Shnayim O Shlosh. So, I don't know if that's a full teret for Rashi, but it's at least a thought to consider, to ponder, that maybe the second Kash of Tosis maybe is not as strong because the hekesh maybe has to be built out of the first pasuk. Again, notwithstanding the Gra in the Mishnah was Magia, that the entire Mishnah is based on the second pasuk. But as we noted, the Choratosis is mashma, then it's the Pasuk of Yumas Hameis. And the Tosa asked the Kasha on Rashi, oh, but let's use the second Pasuk. Lamai said, there is a Hekesh there too. It says up here a second. It does have a Hekesh. So the other Pshat of the Pnei Yeshua is that you can use that to explain or Sadia Gaon's Pshat, that by Dinim Mamanis, you have Kabbalah say them. All right, I'll call upon him two Pshatim, two Kashas on Rashi. Now Tosis, therefore, is going to present his own understanding of Rav Yossi, not based on V'tzilu Ha'eda, as Rashi had it, but a very different understanding. Kach pirish ri. Dibedinei nefashos shayach shapir lemelach mishnayim deidusan betela. When it comes to the nefashos, it's all explaining Rav Yossi. Then I understand very well to learn out from shnayim to say edusan betela. Why? Does it make sense? Mishum de mashnayim ki nimtza echad mehem karvo pasul edusim b'teilo gamrei. Because when it comes to din nefashos, if you have one of the two edim that's found to be karvo pasul, there is nothing left to stand on with the other aid. There is no koach whatsoever by din nefashos with eid echad. Umeata enom eles likum. And therefore, you have zero. If you have one of the two being karvo pasul by din nefashos, you have literally nothing left. Hilkach, therefore, I can go from there and say with the hekesh b'shlosha nami kulam b'teim legamrei. So that same reality that if you had shnayim and one is karvo pasul, it's zero. I have nothing left here. So too by shlosha, even though l'maisa after one is karvo pasul, I do have two eidim, but the hekesh tells me that I'm left with zero. So then I make it makes a lot of sense to use the hekesh by din nefashos. Aval by din mamonis, when it comes to din mamonis, however, you wouldn't be able to start this hekesh off. Why? The bishnayim nami, even by shnayim kinim sechmim karvo pasul, hasheni eno batel gamrei. If one of the two is karvo pasul, the second one is not a zero. The chayev lo shvua, because an eid achad could still have a power of gabi shvua. And therefore, l'kach shlosha nami. Therefore, by three nimsa echad karvo pasul tiskayim ha'edus b'sharei. So too, when I want to equate shlosha shnayim, I should allow the shnayim to be able to do what they could do by themselves. Shnayim, if one is karav pasul, one is still has within it the koach hashvua. It's not batel gamri. S'meila by shlosha. If I want to make a hekesh by dinin maminis to say shlosha l'shnayim, I'm not going to be able to end up with the halacha that idus and b'teila, because to the contrary, I should see that hekesh leading me to the conclusion that the shnayim can still be valid. Because just like by shnayim echa karav pasul, I'm left with one and he still has a koach of one. So let me say by shlosha, one's karav pasul, the two can be left with a koach of two. Those are the words of Tosfos. So this is Tosfos's understanding of Shitas of Yossi. Why, by dinim maminis, there's no halacha reducing b'teila. Now let's ask ourselves, sounds like an interesting pshat, but let's ask ourselves a simple pshat question here. Remember, Tosfos had two kashas on Rashi. One kasha, the second kasha was, let's make a hekesh, shlosha l'shnayim, by dini mominis, from the other pasuk. That kasha, I understand where Tosfos is coming from. He says, yeah, but the hekesh itself is not going to help me to create a halacha of this b'teila. To the contrary, I'm going to allow you to use the remaining eidim for what they're good for. Just like by shnayim, I have the one eid left. But there was another kasha, the first kasha. What was the first kasha? On Rashi, mishpat achad yelachem. Whatever l'maisa by nefashos, the drasha does work to tell me eidus and b'teila. So if I have a halacha of eidus and b'teila by the first is, what happened to Mishpat Echad, to learn out to Maminis? What are we missing in Tosfos? Chayra, this should bother everybody. What did Tosfos, how did Tosfos respond to his first kasha? But before we come to this, I want to hear everybody. This is a very fundamental kasha. Let's just clarify something else before we come back to this. Pasha Pshat, we didn't know Pasha Pshat. But I want to ask you another question that we have to just ask ourselves, question in filling in the blanks here. All of this is Rabbi Yossi, Rabosa, yeah? There's another view in the Mishnah. Who is that? Rabbi. What does Rabbi hold? That even by dini maminis, the halacha is still true. I'm going to ask you a simple question now. By dini maminis, so, okay, if you have three eidim and one becomes pasul, so I can use the remaining two eidim to be motzi mamun, that's for sure, according to Rebbe. But I'm going to ask you the following question. Simple. According to Rebbe, who applies the rule of nimsa kovasis v'tegla to dini mamunis, if I have two eidim by dini mamunis, and one is nimsa karvo pasul, is the other eid going to be mechayev asvua? Yeah. How many say yes? Okay, how many say no? Now you have to defend yourself. I see there's a majority in favor of no. But okay, explain yourself. What do you say? What do you hold? Yes or no?
I would say no.
Why not?
If the din is possibly the edison is matal, then the whole edus is fatal, and the edus is...
But where would I learn it from? After all, the hekish of dini maminis, you have to know. Let's backtrack. Why does Rebbe disagree with Rebbe Yossi? Rav Yossi's logic is quite compelling here, as Tosfos presents it, that by dini maminis, the hekesh shlosha l'shnayim should not lead you to the conclusion that edusa b'teila by shnayim, because it all started by shlosha, because after all started with shnayim. The hekesh shlosha l'shnayim starts with shnayim, and by shnayim, if you have one being karav pasul, you haven't lost the potential for shvua. So why do we say by shlosha that if I have one karav pasul, I make everything pasul, I should be able to use the rest, just like by shnayim? But Rabbi doesn't agree with that. Rabbi holds no, even by mamonis. So you have to know why he disagrees. Okay, but now that he does disagree, he says no. I have the hekesh even by dini mamonis. So now tell me, why would the eid echad not be good for shvua if one of the two became karav pasul? So explain, why should he not be good for shvua?
The Mishnah,
okay, but where does he know it from? Where does it come from? Where would we know it from? What's the So Lamaisa, the Ritva talks about it as he saw, right? The Ritva talks about it. Yeah? What does the Ritva say? No one remembers? The Pnei Yeshua is mistopic on this. He's not sure. Hitake says, maybe Tosas Lashon is mashma that it would be. According to Rabbi, it would work as shul. He's not sure. There are Rishonim and Furashim in this. The Rush later on says that we hold like Rebbe. So we might say Tvagelim and Nogea, in other words. That the Eidachar is not going to be a Mechayib Eshvur. The question is, how does he know it? Pnei Yeshua leaves it with a Tzorach Iyun and Ledina. He says, Tosas might be Mashma. Mestimas Lashon Tosas, Nira Yosef, Afil Iba the Rebbe, Mashma Hachsvara, the Eidachar Lo Mechayib Eshvur. The Ritva says Mefurish not this way. The Ritva says, how would Rebbe know it, that even the Eid Achad by Mammon would not be Mechayev Shavua, if I said it in this in the Torah? He says he will learn it from where? Where could he learn it from? No, there are two options here, either what the Ritva says or what the Tosus Yantin says. So take your pick. Where would Rebbe know that even by Shnayim, by Mammonis, the Eid HaNish'ar, that's not Karvul Pasul, is not Mechayev Shavua? You got to have two options here. Where would you learn it from?
Maybe you just learn it from Dinim Nefashim.
From Dinim Ah, so that's what the Ritva says. That's what the Ritva says. You Mechadim to the Ritva.
Yeah, rather.
You read the Ritva. Even better. Okay. So the Ritva writes what you just said. Yeah. It says, Inamik the Pishu Tosus, Kim Nafko, Mehakesh, the Tosus Nayim, Masper the Bedina Fashis, the Pshito, and Bishnaim, the Shnaim, the Taylor, of Mabana Phil Bishnaim, Yehon on the Loma, Shinef, Inzach Apostle, Shahabero, Edus Kayamas Kishwa, Mio Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Savi, the Shapir Gomir, Dini Mamnis, Medin the Fashos, Uma Hossam, Edus Ayachid, the Taylor Gamri, after Dini Mamnis, the Taylor Gamri, the Eno Kama Phil Lishwa. So comes out that Rebbe would hold, and he says, from the Nefesh, it's going to be Mammon. It's interesting. The Tosus Yontif says it a little differently. Tosus Yontif, he doesn't elaborate, but that's how the Rashash points out this one. He obviously means this. He says it bekitzer. He says it's one of those things that you find in the Gemara expression, Bala Lamed Venimsa Lamed, which means as follows. Something is a malamed, but it's really not just being malamed, it ends up learning something from the thing it's coming to teach. In other words, what is it that's being learned from what in this hekesh? What are we learning from what? Ma shnayim af shlosha. So we're learning out the din of Yedusim B'Teila that by Gimel, if one is karvul pasul, the rest are pasul. But now, the shnayim that's melamed on the shlosha, it's also going to be lamed in the shlosha. In other words, and just as by shlosha we say idusim b'teila, so now even by shnayim, it's going to be igami idusim b'teila even for shvua. It comes out that the shlosha is now coming back and be melamed on the shnayim. Okay, either way, one way or the other, this is why, again, the mashmos of the rush and the poskin. Yeshua is not sure for Tosus himself, but it would seem, the Ritva says Mefurish, that for Rebbe, the halacha would be even by Shnayim, by Mammon, there's no Chivsh. Let's come back to the first kasha that we had. But within Rabbi Yossi, Tosus is offering a beautiful pshat why you can't get to the halacha of Nimsa Karvapasis Mitela by Mammonis, because if the whole mechanism to learn out this halacha is from the hekesh of mashnayim af shlosha, and by mashnayim, by mamonis, I'm not left with zero. I have a koch of shvua. It's not batel lagami. So therefore, I would say by shlosha that I should be left with what I'm left with. And I should allow the two who are not karvul pasul to be able to be made. Just like when they have shnayim, it's not batel lagami. Okay, that's all good in terms of the second kasha. Let's build a hekesh to learn out the din by mamonis, but the hekesh is not going to give me this halacha because by shnayim it's not going to be so. But what about the first kasha? When it comes to nefashas, the hekesh does tell me a clear-cut halacha. What is the halacha that tells me that nimsa karv pasidus and betela? Because here the hekesh works. No, if there's halacha by nefashos that we learned out of the Hekish, what is the halacha saying to us? Nimza karbas it is in the tape. What does Mishpat Echa tell us? Whatever dinim applied by nefashos applied to mamonis. Mishpat Echa. So what did Tosis leave us hanging on the first kash of Rashi? Why is that addressed? Where did Tosis address it? Mamash Apele. You read a Tosis, you have to find the teretz within the Tosis. Tosis had two kashas on Rashi, he presents his own pshat. It has to be that Tosis pshat answers both kashas. And you can't think of a teretz from the, you know, from the outside of both sides. You can't do that. That's not fair. Because Tosis should have said the outside svar. You have to find the teretz in Tosis himself. No.
Mishpat Echa doesn't mean that the din has to be the same by all cases of Eidim, that the function of how we apply the rules to Eidim Zomin has to be the same. So here, the rules are the same. How many are left that are kosher after Nimsa Echa Karav Apostle? The rules are the same depending on the Nefashos
and Mamonis. So let me paraphrase what you're saying and see if people are only satisfied with it, okay? So you want to say it like this. Yeah. Look, the part is like this. Tosis, words are saying that the idea is that the halacha is that Shlosh is like Shnai. So in a chami, Mishpat Echa, very good. Mishpat Echa says, if you say by Shlosh, by Din Fashas, Shlosh is like Shnai. So Mishpat Echa says that by Din Mavnis, Shlosh is like Shnai. Okay, but if Shlosh is like Shnai, okay, we're guarded by Tosis, right? So Tosis explained, but by Shlosh being like Shnai and by Din Mavnis doesn't mean we reject the remaining two. Because by Shnai we're not rejecting the remaining one. So, say Mishpat Echa, very good, Mishpat Echa. But Mishpat Echa can give you more than what the Hekish gives you. The Hekish is Shlosh is like Shnai. So Shlosh is like Shnai, but in the Nefashos gives me the din of Yedusa B'Teila. But Shlosh being like Shnai, but in Mamonis is not going to mean Yedusa B'Teila because Shnai is not totally Igogami. That's what you're saying. What's the problem, Rabbi Yosef, with just saying like that without adding anything to it? What's the problem? The din of Yedusa B'Teila is defined as Shlosha Kishnayim. Talk by the Nefashos right now. What's the halach of Yedusa B'Teila? If I ask you, what is that halach? It's a halach of Shlosha Kishnayim. Shlosha Eidim Nimsa Echad Kavah Pasa. What's the halach? The halach is that, that if one out of the kat becomes is Kavah Pasa, then we reject everybody. Yedusa B'Teila. How do I know that's true? Either a two left or a kosher Eidim? How do I know that I can't accept the entire Eidus? How do I know it? Because there's a limud called Hekish. What's the Hekish by the Nefashos? Al pi shnayim Eidim o shlosha Eidim yumas hameis. Hukah shlosha l'shnayim v'shnayim av shlosha. What is the Hekish telling me? It's telling me a new halacha. The halacha is, the way to get to the halacha is through the Hekish. Rabosa, listen carefully. But the halacha is the halacha. The halacha is nimsa kavas yedus betel. How I got there is through the hekesh. But nimo on the books by din nefashos. What's the halacha? What's the din? Nimsa kavas. No, comes mishpat Echa and says that din that I have that exists on the books by din nefashos, which I learned out of the hekesh, which made perfect sense by din nefashos in its own context. Good, but I have that din. That din is not limited to nefashos. Mishpat Echa. The din is not the hekesh. The hekesh is how to get to the din. No. I mean, you're trying to say something which I think I understand because we have to find the teretz in Tosis himself. We can't go outside. But chayra, the methodology, why should we hold the din hasish to the methodology here by Mamonis? The din is what it is. How we learn it out, we learn it out. And the Nefashos, it makes perfect sense how to get to that halacha. The halacha should be carried over. That's what I want you to sweat about over Shabbos. This kash. Yeah? Pshat. I know if I said something now, it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good. You have to think about it. If I want to say something on the parasha for sure, then I have to say it. But Maisa, you have to think about this kash. We have to go back to the Gemara. But meanwhile, this kash should bother everybody. What, you understand? You're trying to say something good. You know, Chayra Tosis is saying something that The Hekesh does, because, no, what Tosis is saying is that the Hekesh by Mamonis will not lead us to that halach. And that seems to be the teretz on both kashas. So you're on the right track. In other words, the Chayra Tosis words have to be an answer on both kashas. So on the second kasha, of course, you can't use the second. But apparently, the methodology and the din are somehow intertwined. That's what I think you have to see in Tosis. It's not just, this is how we begin to have to start thinking about Chakiris, what exactly is this halacha of Karva Pasa? Start thinking about what it can mean. But from Tosis, perhaps the indication would be that the Shlosh HaLishem is not just a way of arriving at a din, but somehow defines it as well. Exactly how to put it, we'll hear, you know, what you come up with, but we come up with. But that's how we have to approach this kash. That Tosa's answer is answering both kashas and Rashi. Calendar, in Noach, yeah.
Isn't it at all possible to say that, at the end of the Tosfos, when he brings up the way that why the Hekesh doesn't work by Mamonos, that it inherently also tells us another din in how we can't say Mishparecha? By saying the fact that...
Why not? That's a problem, why not?
That the since by Mamonos
gave
this din of one
aid
being able to be
Kashri. So I think Eli Zagi was saying, like you a little bit in the morning, that somehow the fact that by Echad, by Mamonos counts for something is like saying, don't use Mishpat Echad.
It shows the other way.
I hear. I didn't dismiss totally what you said. I understand it. You know, that's a mahalach, maybe. Because by saying, you're saying it's ki'ilu, the Torah is like being mafkia from the Mishpat Echad. Okay? It's a possibility.